Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say and share with His people. The Lord taught me something this morning, and I see a great need that people, we all need to hear Him more. We can make much better decisions if we hear the Lord out. And it, the wisdom He gave me, if you know what to look for, you can solve the problem that you have. Our problems are common among men. All the way down to the worst detail, the problems that face us in life, that we're faced with, that we're challenged with by the world system, by our own desires, and by Satan's plans, again, which is set against us. These problems are common, and the enemy is setting up society for the kill. And it's time now that people know what's going on. It's important that we pay attention to the guidance of God. Jesus Christ showed us that the Father sent the Holy Spirit. He would leave and go to heaven, and the Lord would send them another comforter. Now this comforter could reach more people than Jesus, because Jesus would have been trapped in one body, but the Holy Spirit is not. He can talk to all of us in real time. I'm so glad that God's wisdom is for us. The Lord sent the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. Now, that can't happen unless we receive the Holy Spirit. And a lot of churches brag about receiving the Holy Spirit, and they set themselves apart from churches that didn't receive or don't teach about receiving the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, all that. But now there's a much greater challenge for everybody, not just people who have already received the Holy Spirit. Now it's been time that we need to listen to the Holy Spirit and hear Him out. Because the Lord gave me wisdom this morning that can tip the scale. The Lord loves us and cares about us in every detail. He wants our lives to work and not fall apart. And the Lord knows all of Satan's tactics. He knows how to kill every problem that can come your way. And He's just waiting to tell people that we're hearing. Now watch what Jesus did. He spoke parables to people that were without, trying to get them to come in. They were already on the outside. And He spoke parables so that they could come in. Now, proud people won't listen to the Word of God. But if God gave everybody His Word, and they could understand it, proud men will work against it and hurt everybody. So He spoke parables. Proud people can't. They don't listen. Their heart is set. The gauge of their heart is set on the world. They're going to do worldly things. They don't try to learn God's word to live. They learn God's word to exploit others and make them merchandise. They don't look beyond the natural. Pride looks within, what I think, what I approve, what I believe. Faith looks to God, what He approves, what He knows, what He believes. Faith looks to God knowing that God loves you and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. These are the kind of people that receive God's best wisdom. The parable of the sower is the best illustration. They want to know what Jesus meant by that parable. And Jesus He said, if you don't understand this parable, how will you understand all parables? And then he gave them the interpretation. With that same interpretation, you can interpret every parable. People don't know that, but you can. Now, he broke it down to his people after they asked. So, to receive the things like I did this morning, you got to knock, seek, and ask. And the knowledge he gave me can tip the scale. And I saw a bigger problem and a greater need when he told me what he did. And now I'm asking them for wisdom to counter it. You know, marriage, it was about marriage. And people have problems in that, you know, good couples become divided. Or sometimes one spouse will stop loving the other like they once did, or they'll become distant. They primarily love each other, but what the Lord told me, he said, people are different than what you think. And I said, what do you mean, Lord? He said, and he showed me that even though people are in love, they were once fascinated with each other, and you know, they loved each other, and they chose each other. But over time, they don't always choose each other. I'm gonna say that again, because it had to register with me too. They were in love, they chose each other, and they got married. They chose each other in the past. But they don't always choose one another. Some do. Sometimes the man will stay steadfast and the wife won't. And sometimes the wife will be steadfast and the husband won't. But when both people continually choose each other, they can have a thriving relationship. But once one stops choosing the other, they start doing things different. They start devaluing their spouse. They may love them and care about them in one sense, but they're not as valuable as they once were because they stopped choosing their spouse. Now, this is something about that. Faith is the same way. Faith is just like love. Faith is always on. It's current. The just shall live by his faith. Now, what if some people once had faith in God, and then something happened, and they stopped having faith in God, or their faith began to wane? The only reason we are in the kingdom of God is because we believe on Jesus' works towards us. This means that we always stay in the faith. We don't ever stop the love of God. We don't ever stop, we don't ever cease to have faith in Christ. And our spouse, we love them continually. I chose my wife in 2000 and I choose her now. That's how it's supposed to be. That's how it can be. Now, getting to that point may require the wisdom of God because there's so many distractions out there. And I'm just going to tell you how it is. The world is trying to stop you. It's trying to destroy your marriage and it's after your home. My pastor had his vision. Is changing families that change the world. Changing families that change the world. When the family is in place, that's a shout to God. Preachers used to stand on a soapbox and preach in the streets of New York and other places, in Chicago. they went to where the people were and they stood on that soapbox and they would shout the wonderful works of God. Preach salvation. Preach repentance. Preach the love of God. Some people thought they were crazy. Some people thought they were uncivilized. And some people got saved and stay saved. Sometimes I like to get me a soapbox and just shout to the crowd. But a healthy home is a shout to God. It gives little children something to look forward to. Children within the home, if it's a good, healthy home, they want that kind of marriage too. And they don't have a problem getting married. They're going to get married because the parents had a good relationship. But if the parents' relationship fall apart in their eyes, then their expectation for marriage falls low. But the world is publishing fornication, adultery, and all kind of, and now homosexuality. It's publishing everything. It's trying to drive everybody to hell. If the family fails, society follows the same failure as the family. The cohesion of marriage and the love in marriage is so important to our society and our nation. My pastor's vision is not just a vision from God. It can also counter a clear and present danger. If our society fails, we may not get it back. The world system don't agree with us. And the enemy has stirred up nations to destroy this country. Not just people, but nations. Because there are more people that have rejected God than people that have chosen God. And they won't. See, when people choose God, they have more. It's inevitable. The country will flourish. It'll get rain. The trees will be green. The food will grow where people love God. Where people stop loving God, they start murdering. And what happens then? They have lack. Lack follows rebellion and disobedience to God. So they say, "Oh, let's take the country that's flourishing." If we can get them in debt, we can take their country. And the country is in hopeless debt already. If the family fails now, society can follow. But people don't think about collectively, they think individually too much. If people fall in love with God, they can share His wisdom in their, within, they can receive it and then share it within their lives. See, when you receive God's wisdom, it don't stop with you. You live it. And by living it, you share it with everybody that your audience. Everybody has an audience. The people you're around every day is your audience. They see your countenance. Your countenance tells a story. It tells a healthy story, a sad story, an angry story. It tells a story, whether you want it to or not. Whatever's in your heart comes out of your mouth. It's in your countenance. Whatever's in your heart comes out. If grief is in your heart, it's coming out. If you love someone, it's not hidden. If you care about someone, it's not hidden either. If somebody's attractive to you, your eyes told a story. Whoever's attractive to you, it gets in your countenance and they can tell without saying a word. And people don't know how to control whatever's in their heart. They can't control their emotions. unless they receive God's word. Through loving God and His word, I can turn my emotions the way I want them to. I can conceal the things I want to conceal. I can drive out the things I want to drive out. And people are out there. Some people appeal to you. And they can work on the outside. You have a marriage, you have a good home, and they reveal that they like you. And they may seem more appealing. They may seem another way. They may seem what you were always hoping for. And that can pull against a couple to the point that they devalue their spouse. But with the love of God, you know that they're off limits on the outside. And you can counter those satanic attacks. And you can build your own home. And people are like a deep well. There is so much to a person that you can learn forever, because we're made in the image of God. Some things are in people that God put there, treasures. You're not going to know them unless you talk to them and relate to and love them. The people you value, you look for the best. The people you devalue, you look for the worst. And sometimes spouses get angry because the person they're married to is holding them back from the person they think they like. It's weird. This world is crazy. But you don't have to look beyond your spouse, because God put things in your spouse, and it just like He put things in you. The Word of God can reveal to you what's there. It can bring it to the surface. I hear so much wisdom in people, in everybody. Everybody has their own gift from God. It amazes me, the wisdom that comes out from time to time, even in people that are not even saved yet. But when you love a person, you help them to build their life. You help them to be healthy. They have a reason to live. It's very important to people to know that somebody care about them and love them for them. Not what they have, not what they look like, not what they own. No matter what, I love you. That's very important. But it's not always the case. Some people love you because you love them. Some people love you somewhat. They won't kill you. They won't do you wrong, but they're not trying to build you up either. But how much do you want to love a person? How far will you take it? Now, it's actually only a prayer away. The Lord can train you. I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people, because I wanted to please God. And I saw that His love works. And the things that Jesus said, I wanted to make sure I did them. And I almost got in a fight with a guy. And I said, I'm going to do that again, because I didn't change. And I knew it. I said, Lord, teach me how to love Your people. You strengthen me so I could love Him and not fight and say the right things instead of the wrong things. I said, I don't know how You did it, but I thank You for it. Show me how to love Your people. And I learned so much about love. That's the best thing that ever happened to me, besides salvation and receiving the Holy Spirit. If I had to lose everything that God taught me and keep one thing, I would keep. I would choose what He taught me about loving people. Because from there, I learned many other things. And the Holy Spirit will teach you the truth. He'll show you the truth. He'll guide you to it. And then show you how to apply it. Now, He showed me a great need in what He said. He said, people are not like you think. They chose, sometimes spouses choose, they chose each other, but they don't always choose each other. The love of God is something that we must always do, which if we do, it's going to work. That was a powerful statement to me, because if people can choose God's love continually, they can choose their spouse again every day. Just like you choose to love God every day, you choose to receive His word in your heart. What if I chose to do His will and then I started choosing other things? That wouldn't work out too good. I would change. My countenance would change. My conversation would change. My actions would change. And eventually my audience would change. We don't know the power of our influence. You can, in some cases, people can make or break their spouse. They can give them a reason to live or a reason to die. If a person becomes hopeless, and drowned in sorrow, you know, that could have been prevented. Now, what if a person did choose their spouse? There's nothing fantastic about them on the surface, but they chose to love their spouse and do things God's way. Then their wife or their husband would live with the best encouragement. When you know your spouse loves you for you, it helps you to look to God. It's a blessing. And when the Lord teaches you, you can receive it better. When you're wondering whether your wife or your husband loves you or not, things are cloudy and foggy. It's hard to concentrate. It's harder to learn when that happens. What if we grew in the love of God and received His great wisdom and incorporated it in our lives? Wouldn't you like to know what happened? I'm here to tell you, it'll be a tremendous blessing, the things that you can learn from the Lord over time. Holding this wisdom and love, three elements that God made everything by, it would be awesome. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.